Okay, we are in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Dalet, Seif Chet, page Tet, the very last word on page Tet. Ready? Netzilas Yadayim Shachris, Ein Notlin Al Gabe Karka, Ela Letoch Keli. So when you wash your hands in the morning, you shouldn't wash them over the ground, but rather you should wash them into a vessel. This is either a halacha in and of itself, meaning that there's somehow some sort of reason that one should actually specifically be washing their hands into a kli, or it could be related to the next halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, which is Mayim Shel Netilas Yadayim Shachris Aser Le'anot Mehem. It's Aser to get hana'a from the Netilas Yadayim that you do in the morning. V'lo yash pechem babayit. You shouldn't pour them out into your house. V'lo b'makom shovrim sham b'nei adam, and not in a place which people walk over. The assumption here is, again, either it could be that the goal is to actually wash it into a kli, or it could be that there's an issue here of specifically that we're talking about washing for ruach ra'a, and we want to make sure that you don't wash in a place that people are going to walk on the ruach ra'a water, which would somehow be damaging to them. One way that people get around that, one way that people get around that, we're talking about where you should wash the Netilas Yadayim. So he said you should wash it into some sort of kli, vessel, certainly shouldn't wash it onto the ground. So we're likely talking about ruach ra, that you don't want to wash the ruach ra off onto the ground where people would walk. It could be damaging to people who would then walk on the ruach ra water. That's where you get the you get these in the Judaica stores. You can buy those Nagelwasser things, which has like the washing cup and the basin. You see some people have next to their bed those washing cups and the basins. You know what I'm talking about? So that's one option. And there you're actually, you know, doing exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says, which is you're washing until this time in the morning. You wake up, you immediately then wash off the ruach ra and then do it into a kli.
Go into the bathroom, just do it.
So that's 100% allowed. Yeah. But I'm saying that's literally following the Shulchan Aruch here, word for word. So later poskim have said that you can certainly walk to the bathroom and do it in the bathroom. But those who want to follow, you know, word for word in the Shulchan Aruch, that's certainly allowed. Not allowed. It's a good thing. It's just not necessary. If you take a look at Sif Katan Yetet, he actually describes such a contraption. V'tov she'aniach shnei kelim mirashutav. It's better that a person should actually place two vessels in advance. One full and one empty, which is a washing cup inside of a basin, right? Which is again what people do. I once was in a cousin's house of mine in Har Nof, a Haredi cousin of mine. So he, when I was visiting there in Shana Aleph, I was learning this, and he offered me a basin to keep on my bed. And I said, "Oh, you do that?" He said, "Well, no." He said, "I have some of them. I give them to guests." He said, "I stopped doing that when I had kids because he's like when they start to run into the room, then they step on it, they turn it over, it ends up on the ground." He said, "It's just not worth it. It's better to be somech on the fact. Better to be somech on the fact that you could just do it into the sink." In terms of washing into the sink, so the sink, according to Rav Neventzal, possibly could count as a kli anyway, even though that's halakhically questionable whether you consider something that's mechubar lekarka a kli. But he says that he thinks that you can certainly wash into a sink, and even if there's dishes in the sink, it's mutter to wash netilas yadayim with ruach ra into the sink. Even if there's dirty dishes in there, because why are there dirty dishes in the sink? What's the goal? To wash them. So you're going to dump it out and wash it anyway, and that's 100% fine. So one can, again, so based on everything that we said, like from the last couple of months up until now, you can wait till you get to the bathroom. You can wash with a cup into your sink, and even if you're washing into your kitchen sink, you can wash into a kitchen sink with things that are in there that you're assuming you're going to wash. That's also fine, fine as well. In terms of not getting, and then he says also explicitly in terms of not washing it on, not washing onto the floor in Sif Katan Chafalaf, he says in Bnei Adam ki yuchlu lihinazek al yedei haruach ra, because a person can be damaged by the ruach ra. Again, the goal here is that a person shouldn't be washing onto the floor in a place where people then can walk on it, because they could be damaged by the ruach ra, that water that's on the floor. So again, best case scenario, what should you do? Wash into the sink. I mean, that's what most of us probably were doing anyway, but the goal is just to wash into the sink. Shalom. Okay. Going forward, also again, we kind of skipped over this phrase, but notel al keli, sorry, ma'im shalantilas yadayim shachris asur le'anot mehem. One can't get hana'a. One cannot get benefit from ruach ra'a water. So that means, obviously, you don't want to drink it. That was the whole point of getting the ruach ra'a off in the first place. But says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Chaf, al kein lo yitneim lefi behemto. You shouldn't even put it in front of your animals, meaning you should, it's, there's actually should not get any hana'a, any benefit in any way from water that that was utilized to remove ruach ra'a. Any questions up until now? Are we good?
Can I jump in a category of like behemoth?
What?
If I have a garden, I can't like throw it.
I would say that that would count as hana'a. Yeah, you're using it to water your garden. You want to any type of benefit shouldn't get from ruach ra'a water. Yud, we've actually covered already because we discussed the procedure for washing your hands. But just he says here, notel kli shel ma'im biyad yamino. You should hold the cup in your right hand. Then the notno liad smol. Then when it's full, pass it to the left hand. Kadesh shiyarik ma'im al yamino tchila, in order to pour on the right hand first. We talked about this at length many times. Just fill it in the right, pass it to the left, and then wash the right first, and then wash the left hand. But that for us is chazara. It appears here. Good. On to, and he quotes, the Mishnah Berurah mentions this idea of being mechabed the right side because it's indicative of chesed, as opposed to giving din priority. Good. Yid Aleph. Lo yitol mimi shelo natal yadav shachris. One should not have one's hands washed by somebody who has not yet washed their hands. So, for all of you who have servants in your households, your servants should not be washing your hands for you in the morning if they have not yet washed nagel vasser. Just by comparison, this does not apply to washing your hands for bread. Meaning this is particularly a ruach ra issue. So, in terms of washing your hands for, if let's say for some reason, like it comes, I mean, it by the Seder is the only example that I can think of where that actually comes up practically for those of us who don't have servants. By the Seder, like, you know, like there's the whole idea of being machabed the next person that you wash their hands. There's no issue, like you don't have to wait for somebody to wash their own hands. Then only somebody who's said on the Tlas Yadayim can then wash their hands for you afterward.
And what if they're not Jewish?
It would not apply to a non-Jew, correct. Because we said that they can't have ruach ra. Excellent. Okay. Good. The last halacha that we're going to do for today is Yud Bet. In shichshich yadav l'toch kli shel mayim. Let's say you're in a situation where you don't have running water. All you have is a basin that has water in it, right? You've got some sort of tub with water, or you're next to a lake and you have you don't have a water bottle, you don't have a cup, you don't have anything with which to take water out, right? What happens if you're just sitting next to a lake? You wake up in the morning on a teal, you're next to a lake. How do you wash your hands in the morning? So he says, in shichshich yadav l'toch kli shel mayim. If you put your hands, just dump them into a vessel of water, al talo netila l'kriyas shema v'letfila. It counts for kriyat shema tefila. So if you're on a tiul and you want to daven shachris and you have nothing with you except you're sitting next to a lake, you put your hand, dunk it into the lake once with your right hand, dunk your hand once to the lake with your left hand, and you're good for kriyat shema and tefila. So much so that the Mishnah Berurah even says in Seif Katan Chafei, V'yuchal levarech al netilas yadayim. It's even good enough to say al netilas yadayim. So what doesn't it take care of? Ruach ra. So we now just learned two things. One is that that's not going to work for ruach ra. That's what he says here. Aval lo l'ruach ra'a shalehen. It will not remove the ruach ra. But that means that while you still need to remove the ruach ra'a, once you've washed your hands one, even if you haven't removed ruach ra'a, you can still say brachos and you can still daven.
Don Shon Esrei?
Yeah.
So does it apply also like to the bathrooms here, that there is an automatic faucet?
That we talked about last time in terms of just putting your hand underneath one is going to be fine, b'di'evit, for sure. This is all b'di'evit, but it'll b'di'evit that will count for washing for tefillah. So you need to make sure not to touch any orifice or food until you find a way to wash your hands properly three times. How do you wash your hands properly three times? in such a situation. We still got 2 minutes. So he says here, "Imshich sheikh yadav begimel meimot mechulafim." If you put your hands into 3 different bodies of water, yesh lihistapik im altel lahavi ruach ra shalehem. There's a suffix whether or not this will actually remove the ruach ra. What's really the question here? The question is how do you remove ruach ra? Is it that when you put your hand into the water, the ruach ra is then going to contaminate the water, and therefore you need 3 different distinct bodies of water? Or is it that you require pouring in order to remove ruach ra? That's the suffix here, and the suffix that's maintained in the Mishnah Berurah as well. This applies to 3 different bodies of water, 3 different tubs of water. If you walk around dunking your hands into 3 different places of snow, he brings up in the Shulchan Aruch, into a nahar 3 times, into a river 3 times, all of these things are going to be the same suffix. Because if you're 3 different places of snow, if the issue is that you've contaminated the area, you're fine. You move to a different area. If the issue is that you specifically need to pour 3 times or 4 times on each hand, then it's not going to be good enough. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate that in the last line of Sif Katan Chafhei, Haaretz of Chaim v'Levush Yisrael Pasku de Benahar v'Chein B'Sheleg v'Vomei Mikvah Mahani Af L'Havi Ruach Ra, that would even work to do in a river 3 times, or in 3 different bodies of water, or in a mikvah 3 times, or in 3 different places in snow to remove Ruach Ra. Definitely b'di'evid, but it is a suffix, and one should really try to make sure to find a vessel as quickly as possible to remove the ruach ra. Tov. But again, the chiddush there is that one can still daven 1-1 in a body of water would count for tefillah and shmon esrei. It would count to say a bracha. You could still daven and say brachos, counts for tefillah sedayim. But for ruach ra, one should preferably at least pour 3 times, and at the very least find 3 different bodies of water, and that's really relying on a b'di'evit.